thanks again. We want to thank, again, the radio sponsors, Watts Brothers Electric, Roberts Roofing and Siding, Kudnick Camp Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, Eastern Niagara Hospital. Thank you for sponsoring today's show. And then again, everybody, all those local merchants back home that Mike Walker read off, thank you for your donations as door prizes today. I have Linda Congelli here who wants to say a few words. Linda, how are you?
I'm fine. Wonderful down here. Yeah. And to see so many people from Lockport. And I'd like to say hello to Amy and Doug and all my family that's back there fighting the storm. But we're having a good time, but we'll be home at the end of March.
Beautiful. And who's this you got with you? We got to have Leo. Leo, you got to say a few words. Leo Langdon.
All right, Doug. It's looking good down here. She took me out. She's partying me today.
Nobody came to the party. Okay, we're going to move on over. Good friend of mine I worked with for years, and he's living up north there in Florida. Bob and Nancy Felton. How you doing, Bob?
Doing good, John. How you doing? You look pretty good, you know.
Getting better every day.
That's been a lifetime thing for you.
Everybody says they're looking good. That's because, you know, I've dropped 40 pounds.
With the accident and all, I was, you know, in the hospital 42 days, so
I
had a feeding tube in, so it's a hell of a way to lose weight, but
it worked.
All I got to do is keep it off now. How are you, Dan?
Oh, very good, very good. But, they're all over the place.
Hey, we're going to say hi to John Willis just in case he's listening. Hi, John, Judy.
For all those listening back home, we were just talking about our old friend Doug Lennon. I wonder if Doug's listening. If you are, Doug. No, we
hello
to Doug down there and all those people. You know, we lost so many leaders tonight. Yeah, you know. So, but we're good. We're going to keep on moving here. Good talking to you guys. And
bye everybody up
in New York. Bye everybody. You know, we thank in the radio show, and then you know, for those that are listening, we want to thank Donna Pizzello also too for keeping the Facebook page up for us. She hasn't taken that down, and we're thankful that because we get a lot of response on Facebook. You can always go to Lockport Day in Florida on Facebook and find out what's going on. Hopefully, later on today or tomorrow, if someone takes, we usually have someone taking pictures that we can post on there. So thanks Donna for you. And I want to say hi to Tim and Kathy Callahan. They couldn't be here today. They're probably listening. They live just right down the street, but they've got a lot of company here today. They couldn't make it away. So, we're gonna go over here, yep. Coming over there. Hey, Bob. Yeah, we're live. Bob's down here.
Hi, how you doing, Lockport? Wanna say hello to our kids, Brian, Sue, Paul, Andy, all the grandkids too, back in Lockport.
Good, Bob. How about you, Don? Anybody special you wanna say hi to?
No, I probably, have too many friends back there. Hi to everyone.
Okay, we're going to keep it moving. We're going to move. We got about, I think we got about 20 minutes left in the show, maybe. So we're going to try to get as many more people as we can. Okay, we're going to get Clarence Say. Quirky, how are you, my friend?
Good, John. Glad to see you here. I wanted to say up and about, but you're not quite there yet.
I'm not the man I used to be.
Oh, that's what your wife said. I just want to say hi to Dodie out there and Dale Graham and Roger Barone. I know you all listen to the radio, and you're just waiting for somebody to mention your name.
I've been waiting for Roger. Roger's been saying for years he's going to come down and never shows up. I got a good buddy that PK, Peter Kegels, you know, how you doing out there, Pete, if you're listening, Dave? You know, PK ever shows up. He's living up north. Good. How you doing? How are you?
Good. I'm Janine Benoit, and I'd like to say hello to everybody. This is the radio station in Lockport, right? Well, we're in Lockport Days here in Florida, and I'd like to say hello to Alex Benoit, my son, Margo Lingle, my daughter, April and Andrea, the twins, and hello, Lockport. You should come to Florida. The weather's much better.
Oh, like you said, I told everybody back home, we got a cold front, too, today.
Yeah, and you know somebody, Rich Zapp? You know Rich Zapp? Rich Zapp, who runs LCTV. He might be listening, too. Hello, Rich Zapp. He's my cousin.
Okay.
Yeah. And what is your name?
John Garvey, I'm the host. I'm hosting this, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I saw you come in. As a matter of fact, I think you got a call. You called me or email.
Yes.
You had a couple more hats to add to the list.
We were going to bring a couple people, but they decided not to call.
Always room. Always room for people. Like I said, we can hold up to 400 people in this hall.
Now, I know a mother of twins that was Garvey. She had twin daughters because I used to be a mother of twins couple.
I don't know. All right, thanks for coming. We'll try to get your husband, John, to say a few words. He's right here, yeah? And we got John Benoit. John, anybody special you want to say hello to back in Lockport?
Daughter Margot, son-in-law Matt, and the boys. But my wife already covered that, but I guess they'd like to hear from me, too.
Okay, how many years you been retired now out of the plant?
Out of the plant since 08. I worked up in the falls for another 4 years for a chemical company up there. And part-time consulting for a couple of years. Last 2-3 years, I'm just full-time retired.
That's great, and that's a great feeling, isn't it? Beautiful. We're going to move on. Okay, we've got Beth Meyer here. How you doing?
Yeah, good, very good. I wanted to shout out to my cousin Donna Alexander and her husband Mike Alexander, fine folks from Lockport, and their daughter Monica. She's probably listening too. So, hi, Monica. Sending our love.
Beautiful. Thank you. Good. We're going to try to get some more people here before we get ready to go to lunch. Like I said, we start. We have a beautiful dinner planned at 12 o'clock over here. Then we have drawings from all the merchants back home that donated door prizes. Again, we want to thank all those. And Terry Dittus from UAW Region 9. Thank you again, Terry, for your donation. And here's someone that never for a loss of words. Good friend of mine. And everyone knows Brad. Brad, how are you?
John, how? It's great to see you, and it's great to see that you recovered sufficiently, and I feel so bad for that incident. And you didn't make the paper.
Oh, the car did.
The car did, but not his name. Anyway,
I
assume Paul Oates is the producer of this show.
Frank Feller's not in the board today.
Where's Paul Oates and Hank Feller?
I don't know where Paul is.
Anyway, it's always good to be here, and it's always good
to
see you.
Been here for how many years?
Well, even before I retired, I was down here. When we hit it at North Fort Myers at the Shell Factory, sure. Probably, I'd say at least 15, 18 years I retired.
That's our 44th year.
Yeah, my parents used to come when it was in Tampa at the Masonic Lodge. They grew 700 people there. Obviously, the herd's spinning with several deaths and everything. But, John, once again, thanks a lot for putting this thing out.
My Uncle John Ronaldo and Dorothy, they were going to come over. They said to say hello to everybody.
We were just talking about, I was just with John's cousin yesterday, Frank DeNicolantonio, and he's moving back to Lockport.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's going to...
Frankie's doing
that? Yeah, he found his roots. Yeah. And I talked about John and Jack and what a great guy he is in the family, so, yeah. So, thanks a lot, John.
Okay, thanks, Brad. Yeah, there's a lot of people that couldn't make it this year that, you know, said to keep them on the list. John and Diane Frost, they're on a holiday vacation, so we'll hope to see them next year. And look at here. Leela, how are you?
Hi, John. Good to see you. Is this on WLVL? Is this on the radio?
Yeah, you're fine.
This is for my sister, Debbie. I think she's listening. Debbie and Bob. We're here.
And where's your lovely sister? I haven't seen Sandy come through the door yet.
She's at the hospital with her husband. No. He'd had a pacemaker put in.
Sorry to hear that. Well, if you're listening out there, good luck to you, Bob. Bob White.
She'll be in soon.
Okay, then it's Daniel Fierce. Another good couple here. Neighbors of mine down back home. And long time. Hi, Scott Donaldson. Scott Renata Donaldson. How are you?
Very good.
See you.
Yeah.
I was hoping you're here.
Yeah, I wasn't.
You know what? It was just about a 60% chance I wasn't going to be here, but I beat those odds.
Oh, that's good.
I beat those odds. Anybody special you want?
You're tough.
Yeah. Somebody's got to keep us all in line down here.
I want to say hello to Paul and Betty Hagen and Betty Hogan from Barker.
Okay. Barker,
yep. Hello, John Donaldson, my brother down in Southern.
John, for a lot of years.
Good seeing you.
Beautiful. Yep, and I have a little summer place down next to Scott and Renata down on the lake. Every now and then I pop in down there.
Seeing you again.
Yeah, good seeing you. I'll see you over. I'm right here in Port Charlotte, just outside where the golf course.
Lake
Susie.
Lake Susie.
Yep, Kingsway Golf. Right there, yeah. Beautiful area down here. So we're going to go over and try to get some more people here. All right, thanks. We got about 14 minutes left. Don't go away, Tom. We got it. You want to? We're live on the radio. Back all the people listening back home in Lockport and across the country if they got the internet. Anybody you want to say hello to? Not really, because most of my friends are down here. And I'm from Amherst, not Lockport, but I know a lot of people in Niagara County. Yeah. That's Tom Shady here.
Yeah.
Good seeing you. That's your first time here?
Yes, it is. We just signed up for the mailing list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got the mailing list and email list, so beautiful.
Thank
all right, I got to get over here and see some people over here. One of my favorites, two of my favorites, Marie Jones.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I just run September Edwards over with my wheelchair.
Nice to see you, John. You look good, buddy. All right, beautiful day in Florida, huh? Awesome.
Yeah, we're trying. I see Jan up there. He's taking care of important things right now, right? Got it. Yeah, right. Looking forward to the party afterwards, right?
Absolutely. Good.
How was the ride down? Now, you guys came down from Sarasota.
Half an hour. The traffic.
Oh, no traffic.
Awesome.
Beautiful. And then, she's ready. September's ready. September Edwards, she's ready to punch me. I run over her foot with the wheelchair. I got no control. That's probably how I got in the accident.
Never have, John. You've never had any control.
I'm good.
Who do you want to say hello to?
Everybody.
Sure.
Anybody.
Sure. And then, Jan Jones, Jan, hello, how are you?
How are you, buddy? Good. How you feeling?
I'm getting better every day. Like I said, I'm getting around. I hope to be out of this wheelchair in about another month. I should be out of the wheelchair. Be able to start golfing in a couple more months. Car accident back home, so. We're getting better every day. How are you doing?
Doing good, man.
Living a dream. Nice up there. Got a lot of people from Lockport up there. They should be coming down. They don't come down, though.
I don't know. I don't know. I got peaceful with it.
Yeah, I know. September's down with it. Marie down there. Well, it's good having you here. Looking forward to seeing you out back, right?
Sure.
Beautiful. I'm going to keep walking around here, try to get some more people before we end the show here. Hey, there's my friend, Tommy Walker, Mike's brother here. You know, Tom, good seeing you. Finally come down here.
I got news for you. Is there anybody else here that was at the very first one? Because I was. I haven't been back in 43 years.
Yeah, it's their 44th year.
Right. I was at the very first one with my mother and father, God bless them.
God bless them, too. And there's your lovely wife, Deb.
Gulfport Casino in St. Petersburg, where I live. I lived down here for 7 years back then. So I want to say hi to my mother-in-law listening at Oddfellow's home. And hi to my buddy Spike and all the Romeos back in Lockport. And
60th birthday to my sister Chris working at Knifeside today.
And also all the guys working and gals at Timke Cart Service. Hello to everybody back there.
And I think one of your old-time buddies might be listening today working at Scapoletti's. Your good buddy Freddie White. Give me something to give to you, but I have to do it later.
I know what that is. I know all about it.
I was going to bring it, and I said, no, I can't do that to him here. But
hey,
good seeing you here.
How'd you know I was going to be here? I just told you the last few days.
Mike, come over and get the gift.
Yeah.
In front of Mike, come over and tell me you were coming. Your sister Mary Ann, you're staying with her overnight.
That's correct, yep. Yeah, the weather's been beautiful.
Like I said, we got the cold front. It went down to 73.
We'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take
beautiful.
It.
We're looking forward to seeing everybody here.
Beautiful. We're looking forward to you. You know, we have the party out back,
nice
too.
Nice seeing you.
All right. Take care. We're going to move along here. Jerry, how you doing? Get over here.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm getting better every day.
Are you?
Jerry Zano here. Anybody?
You want to say hello to me? Yeah, hello to Roger and Dodie. Don't be having a good winter. We're having a great one down here.
Yeah, we are. Like I said, you're beautiful. Oh, I got to get over here. I'm stuck. I'm stuck here. Somebody give me a push here. I'm sorry. Okay. Give me a little push over here. I'm clicking. There he comes. Nick Hanley, how are you, brother?
Good.
How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I saw that. You're looking good, though.
There we go.
How's everybody back in Lockport? My good buddy Joey Moran and Larry Schultz, and we got to say hello to Teddy Levesque. We're having a great time down here. I wish you all could be here, and I hope everything's going well for you back home. And John looks great.
And your lovely wife.
And my lovely wife here,
Kay. Hi, everybody back home.
Jim and Kath, you're listening, so you
might want to say hello. Hi, Jim and Kath. How come
they're not here? They got a houseful.
Oh, that's right, yeah. Hello, Jim. Hi, Kath. Hi, gang.
Jim, you know, Tim, if they get on your nerve, you should just tell her you're running across the street to Walmart, take a little shot down here. That one drinking ain't going to hurt you.
All right, good to see you. Thanks. All right, beautiful. All right, we're going to try to get over here. Got a couple more minutes left. We got, who do we got here? Boyd? Thomas Boyd?
Hey.
Go to the light. And how are you?
Thanks, how are you? Jerry, yep, you did, yes.
And Lockport, you want to say hello?
I want to say hi to Jody Walters. She's always listening. Yeah.
We don't have a ticket crowd. We're about just under 200 this year.
Yeah.
But that's still a good crowd. A lot of people look forward. We're going to try to, you know, advertise a little bit more up north in Lockport and get more people down there. Like I said, we can hold up to 400 people down here. Beautiful. Glad you're here. You're going out.
Oh, absolutely.
Beautiful. All right. We're going to try to get a couple more in here. How you doing? Good. Okay, Bob Hardwick. Live on the radio here. Anybody you want to say hello to back in luck?
Not really. Just all my friends and family, that's it. Nobody in particular.
Did you see when the list went out, I didn't have your first name on the list.
I saw that.
Well, that's because I was in the hospital and Joanne and everybody. When the name started coming in on the database, they didn't have my database on the computer, so we couldn't punch the names in.
Ah.
But I knew it was there, and then Lynn Richards sent your name down. So.
Yes.
Beautiful. I'm sorry to hear that. Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that. All right.
Okay.
Beautiful. We'll keep moving along. Beautiful. All right. Let's see. We got, Frank, we got about, what, a couple more minutes before?
Break in 5 minutes, yep.
And then we're done. And we're going to say we'll sign off here. And I think I know this woman right here. Is this Sally Maher? It is, Sally. How are you?
I'm in the moon, actually.
Lockport, hello. Nice and warm down here. We're thinking of you.
Okay, beautiful. That was Sally Barr. Okay. Yeah, we can go right to noon. We can take it right to noon. We'll go out here and see if I got two faces out here. All right. I'm trying that. How are we doing out here? We're back. We're back out at the front gate again with Jack Calzani, Brian Beekman, and Lee Orne. How's it? You doing good? Look at that. Yeah, look at that's what it's all about. Going to get ready to have a little lunch and then the party out back, right?
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful. 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 It looks like we got about everybody that's going to be here come through. Well, we got about 5 more minutes before we start lunch, and then during lunch we can do this. Get everything?
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, they take care of running the 50-50 split over here. Help keep the expenses down for so we can keep the price down on the dinner down here. All right. Let's see. Is there anybody that I missed? I got to try to get over here. Mike, anybody we missed yet? We only got a couple. We got till noon here. We got to figure out if we got anything, okay? Oh, yeah, he's coming off. We got Nick Dujinsky here. How are you doing? Beautiful weather down here compared to home. Yeah, I'd like to say hello to Tony LaRose and Lisa.
Okay.
And he's listening, I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'd like to say hello to my neighbor, Robert and Mary Smith, my good friend Joe Mary Sacha, and my sister
Sally and her husband, Gene. I'm Sal.
Great. Glad to have you here.
Yeah.
Again, before we leave, we want to thank all those merchants back home in Lockport that donated prizes. Gary Dennis from Region 9, the radio sponsors, Watts Brothers Electric, Robert's Roofing and Siding, Jerry, thanks for your sponsor, Prudent Camp Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, and Eastern Niagara Hospital. I want to thank all you guys for sponsoring the radio show so that we can broadcast live down here in Lockport. Again, Frank, we're about to wind down here. We got, about 3 or 4 minutes left. Lockport Day in Florida. We're going to try to keep the tradition going next year. We may move it back to a Saturday. I don't know yet. I have a great committee down here. Mike Walker, Lee and Joanne Horn, Brian and Sharon Beekman, John and Diane Calzani. We're going to get together after this is all over and see what we can do for next year to probably promote it a little bit more up there. This year was a bad year. We didn't really get it out there into the newspaper up there. I know that Mike went over to the radio over there in Michigan, and he dropped off the letter. Hopefully we can promote it a little bit more and get more people down there. Like I said, we can put up to 400 people in here. I think the most we ever had in there was just a little over 300. That was about 4 or 5 years ago when we had the 40th anniversary, yep. So let me see if I can't get a few more people before we go. Get me up over this here. All right, we're going to get over here to Ray. Ray and Charlie Butt, I'm looking for them over here. Right there. Okay. Vic Crows, how are you, Vic? Anybody you want to say? We're almost done.
Edwina Luckers and our friends up there, yeah. He's on the radio quite a bit.
There you go. I remember.
We're supposed to go to noon. If we could take a break, if you want to do 10 more minutes, I'll take a long break at the end, but I think we're supposed to go to noon today.
I got 11:58. That's why I thought we were almost done. What time is it?
11:28.
Oh, my clock is way off here. All right. Okay. My bad. We still got to... I'll take a break.
Niagara County's high school sports leader, hometown 1340 AM and 105.3 FM WLVL.
For over 65 years and three generations, Roberts Roofing and Siding Company has been serving the Western New York area. There's a good chance you or someone you know had a grandparent whose roof was replaced by Roberts Roofing. And it's no surprise, owners Jerry and Jamie Roberts offer good old-fashioned quality workmanship and attentive customer service after the work is done. They offer more than just roofing and siding, though, installing windows and doors, gutters, patio enclosures, deck awnings, and blown-in insulation. They specialize in exterior home improvements, even commercial flat roofing. Visit the showroom on Route 104, 1 mile west of Route 78 at Wright's Corners. Or check out the website, robertsroofingandsiding.com. Roberts Roofing and Siding Company. For a free estimate, call today, 433-2883. That's Roberts Roofing and Siding Company at 433-2883.
Prudent and Kant Funeral Home, providing personal, dignified service since 1876. At Prudent and Kant, their mission is to guide and serve all families in a professional, timely, and caring manner. And they're there to answer your questions. From the services they provide to questions about pre-planning, they're there to help. Call Prudent and Kant Funeral Home at 433-6300. That's 433-6300. Or go to prudentandkant.com. Personal, dignified service. Prudent and Kant Funeral Home.
Don't be caught off guard when the bow breaks and the electric lines drop. Give your family peace of mind with a Generac generator from Watts Brothers Electric. Watts Brothers is your authorized Generac dealer, and they'll make sure the power keeps flowing no matter what happens outside. Watts Brothers will help you choose the right generator for your needs, and they'll install it. Peace of mind is just a phone call away. For a free estimate, 585-798-2667. 585-798-2667 for Watts Brothers Electric.
Lockport Presbyterian Home at 327 High Street in the heart of the city of Lockport is a senior care residence with rooms, studios, and suites for seniors 65 and older of all faiths. The Lockport Presbyterian Home offers respite care for loved ones, too. Call for your private tour, 434-8805. That's 434-8805. Or just go online to pscwny.org and be sure to like them on Facebook, too. Remember, Lockport Presbyterian Home. All the comforts of home, but none of the responsibilities.
Do you need a family physician? Eastern Niagara Hospital's Family Medical Clinic, located at 475 Transit Street in Lockport, is accepting new patients of all ages. Dedicated to our community's healthcare needs, our physicians and residents are ready to keep you and your family healthy. All insurances are accepted. Call 478-7500 and make a convenient appointment today.
During the Lenten season, or any Friday, you can't beat the fresh seafood meals at Scapoletti's Superstore on Chestnut Ridge Road in Lockport. Scap's Friday fish fries, seafood platters, shrimp, coconut shrimp, and scallop dinners are a great takeout idea. Scapoletti's extensive deli counter offers everything from oven-roasted turkey breast to Salem Smokehouse ham to Wonder Bar German bologna. Scap's carries Metro Italian bread from Canada, delivered fresh every Tuesday. Call in your order at 434-2600. Whether it's during Lent or any other Friday, take a break from the same old routine with a fish fry from Scap's. And don't forget their shrimp dinners, coconut shrimp dinners, seafood platters, and scallop dinners. Why, they even have gluten-free pizza. For cold beer and pop, Sunoco gas, New York lottery tickets and more, and cannolis for dessert. Whether it's off the shelf, off the meat slicer, or off the menu, Scaps has it all. For takeout, 434-2600.
Lockport Presbyterian Home at 327 High Street in the heart of the city of Lockport is a senior care residence with rooms, studios, and suites for seniors 65 and older of all faiths. The Lockport Presbyterian Home offers respite care for loved ones, too. Call for your private tour, 434-8805. That's 434-8805. Or just go online to pscwny.org and be sure to like them on Facebook, too. Remember, Lockport Presbyterian Home. All the comforts of home, but none of the responsibilities.
Last spring was one of the wettest ever in Western New York. Flooding and high lake levels wreaked havoc for Lake Ontario shoreline property owners and businesses. Will it happen again this year? And what can we do to see that it doesn't? This Monday, March 12th at 11, WLVL will host a roundtable discussion with stakeholders, property owners, business people, and political representatives. This is Hank Nevins. I'll be your host. Please join us Monday, March 12th from 11 to noon on WLVL.
You never know what people will say or sell. Tradio with Paul Oates, weekday mornings 9 to 10 on Hometown 1340 AM and 105.3 FM WLVL.
Hey, Frank. Okay, we're back. We're back here in beautiful Fort Charlotte. Fourth day of Florida, 44th year. We got Charlie Buck. Charlie, how are you?
Good, John. I'm glad to see you down here. Makes life easier for us. Now, I want to just say hi to the gang up in Lockport, New York. My family, the Buzz. And I want to say hi to all my friends at Trinity Lutheran Church. And I want to jump over to the Alps and say hi to all my friends there. I had a lot of friends there, and I'm looking around for Sue, but I don't see her. And there's a lot of, I missed Kernsey and Larry Hasley, who used to come down and stay at our place, get us in trouble. But anyway, I just wanted to say hi to all you guys up north. Enjoy the snow. It's cold down here, so don't even bother coming. We don't have room.
We want to say hello. We forgot to say hello to your beautiful daughter, who is such a wonderful person, Lynn. Thank you, Lynn, for being the person that you are.
And my daughter, Lynn, is on her way to Albany in a bus. Oh, I know she'd be listening. Yeah. But I'll tell her, John, that you said hi.
Yep.
And she got us around with a lot of prayers for you.
Oh, yes, she
came and saw me and Craig, you know.
Oh, dear Lord.
I've known her for years. We're best friends. She's my best
friend. I know. God, I've known that for years.
There we go. Ray, that's Enid. And it's our Johnny Brother Ray. Ray, you want to say hello to
Charlie?
Hi, this is Ray Bott from Hawaii. No, I'm actually from Northport now, but we moved here 2 years ago, so I just want to say aloha to everybody in Lockport and surrounding areas and everything. So here's John. Good to see him.
Okay, Ray, good seeing you. Ray and Charlie are like neighbors to me down there. I usually run into them at the Elks or on the golf course. Only one thing, I won't be golfing for at least another 3 months here. So I'm going to try to work my way around here. Oh, yeah, don't be shaking your head. Don't be shaking your head. We got Doug Werther and Johnny Walker. You know, I told you, people run away. John, how are you?
Good, how are you? Got a call, but I can't get rid of it. I got everybody and her brothers got it.
Stay away from me. That's one thing I don't need. Yeah.
Doug Werther, how are you, Doug? Just fine, thank you. And how are you? Yeah, you look it. Nice wheelchair.
Hey, it's a rental. I don't plan on being in it that long.
Who's doing all the pushing?
Mike helps me out. I got one good leg. I've been getting around here, so. What do we got over here? Oh, Carol Gauman. Hi, Carol. How are you? We're live.
How are you? Glad to be here today. Yes, yes.
I'm Lasky. Okay,
Sharon Walker.
You're not sick, are you?
I want to say hi to all the kids back home.
Anybody you want to say hello to back home? No, okay.
All the
last
four people we know.
All the
last
four.
We're losing a lot of them.
Yeah, we are. We've lost a lot in the last couple of years, so. We're gonna try to promote getting more people next year down there. We're gonna have to start next week.
Right.
Yeah. Beautiful. Going over here, beautiful. Go over here. We got Jim LaRocca over here, and he always brings a crowd with him down here. Hi, Jim, how are you?
How you doing today, buddy? Good to see you. Put you up and around or almost around. I can run away quick, though.
Got another couple months to heal, maybe a little longer, but we're getting there. Where's the rest of your crew?
Oh, they're coming yet. I had to drop off some people at the airport. Poor suckers going back to Niagara Falls today.
Oh, yeah. I got company here that are leaving tomorrow. They'll be heading back to the falls tomorrow, so that's great. Let's see if I can't get anybody else in here. Donnie, how are you? Donnie Burnett here. You got to say a few words to somebody back home.
He should be listening, or I hope he's listening, because he's probably in the middle of a snowstorm, but I want to give a shout-out to my daughter down in Newfane and my son in Chickawaga, if he's listening, but he probably ain't. To everybody in Lockport, I'll probably see you this summer for a couple months.
Okay, that one goes out to Pooley there if you're listening, Pooley. Yeah, hi, buddy. Hope you're listening.
I got his clubs up here.
His clubs are here, yeah. Beautiful. All right, I'm going to try to get over and get a few more people here. Starting to get pretty warm in here. Mike, I need a lift again. Over the bump here. How you doing? We got Steve Cassette here. How are you, Steve?
Who's that guy? There was a...
Who's the guy?
who's the guy who broke the plant block? Who's the laborer outside of the Italian guy? Pretty good size. They are, can't think of his name.
I can't think of it late right now either, but if I think it, I'll let you know. Okay. All right, Frank, let's take a little break here, okay, bud?
Do you need a family physician? Eastern Niagara Hospital's Family Medical Clinic, located at 475 Transit Street in Lockport, is accepting new patients of all ages. Dedicated to our community's healthcare needs, our physicians and residents are ready to keep you and your family healthy. All insurances are accepted. Call 478-7500 and make a convenient appointment today.
Lockport Presbyterian Home at 327 High Street in the heart of the city of Lockport is a senior care residence with rooms, studios, and suites for seniors 65 and older of all faiths. The Lockport Presbyterian Home offers respite care for loved ones too. Call for your private tour, 434-8805. That's 434-8805. Or just go online to pscwny.org and be sure to like them on Facebook too. Remember, Lockport Presbyterian Home. All the comforts of home, but none of the responsibilities.
Don't be caught off guard when the bow breaks and the electric lines drop. Give your family peace of mind with a Generac generator from Watts Brothers Electric. Watts Brothers is your authorized Generac dealer, and they'll make sure the power keeps flowing no matter what happens outside. Watts Brothers will help you choose the right generator for your needs, and they'll install it. Peace of mind is just a phone call away. For a free estimate, 585-798-2667. 585-798-2667 for Watts Brothers Electric.
Hey Buffalo, Tim Lynch here from Geico Local Office. So, you just got your auto renewal and your rates went up again. Let me help you save. Call me at 832-3253 or just stop in across from the Boulevard Mall in Tonawanda. Open evenings and Saturdays for your convenience.
Pruden and Kant Funeral Home, providing personal, dignified service since 1876. At Pruden and Kant, their mission is to guide and serve all families in a professional, timely, and caring manner. And they're there to answer your questions. From the services they provide to questions about pre-planning, they're there to help. Call Pruden and Kant Funeral Home at 433-6300. That's 433-6300. Or go to prudenandkant.com. Personal, dignified service. Pruden and Kant Funeral Home.
Master Motors now offers their 90-day payment option. No credit needed. If your car needs immediate repair and you don't have the money, Master Motors can get it. Master Motors can get you approved for a payment plan of up to 12 months for your repairs, tires, and wheels. Call Master Motors on South Transit Road in Lockport today to find out more. Their 90-day payment option and total service repair shop will get your vehicle back on the road. Master Motors, South Transit Road in Lockport. Call 204-0111 today.
How you do? My name is Mike White, and I'm the owner of MH White Siding and Roofing. Started the business back 1970, and we've been in over 40 years now. My father worked in the business, and now my two sons are in the business with me.
Here's Chris White.
Built the business on a solid reputation where we service and take care of our customers and provide them with a quality job.
Here's Kevin White.
We specialize in roofing, siding, windows, doors, pretty much any exterior remodeling for residential homes. We've been here for years. We're going to continue to be here. We take pride in what we do. You go with MH White today, the one thing we guarantee is a good job. We stand behind our work. We guarantee it 100%.
You can contact us through our main office, which is 434-8970 or 751-6068.
We're always available, and we'll be here to service you and take care of you.
MH White Roofing and Siding, 434-8970 or mhwhitesiding.com.
Save money with Super Dial-A-Deal, Saturday morning, 7 to 10 with Race and Ray on Hometown 1340 AM and 105.3 FM, WLVL.
Okay, welcome back to Port Charlotte. Here I got Linda Lantina in here. Wants to say a few words.
Hi, I'm Linda Hill Lantina, and I don't know if anybody's around that's going to hear this, but I also, Charlotte Whitty, Sally and Dick Conley, Carolyn and Dick Epp, all from Lockport. I think you're still all up there. You ought to be in Florida. Anyway, hi.
Okay, thanks, Linda. And again, I want to say hello to everybody out there that I may have forgotten, my friends, family. Hope they're all safe back up there, staying warm. I'm going to try to see if I can't get a few more people here before we wrap it up. Let me see here. We got, trying to get around here. Hey, Dick, how are you? get him over here. He's 250. He was that way in the plant. He never shut up. He was talking to everybody. Dick Geyer, how are you, Dick?
I'm doing good, John. Thank you.
Anybody you want to say hello to back in Lockport?
I can't remember who the hell's in Lockport other than my son Don and my grandson Chris. My daughter's up there now, Diana, and she's living with my son-in-law right now, Gene Lewis, so I hope you're on listening to LVL, right? Okay, yeah, that's great.
Okay, good. Good to have you here, and you're going to stick around. We're going to have a great meal. We're going to have a great party here. There is one person I wanted to thank here. And that was Chris Carson from the Moose Lodge here. He does a great job for us. And he kind of scooted out of the way here, too. Let me see if I can grab a hold of him. Grab a few more people there. Give me, bear with me. I'm making my way through the crowd here. One leg. How you doing there, Johnny Walker?
Good.
I'm making it through the crowd.
You're doing all right.
It's a little tough, but it's getting all right. Beautiful. Beautiful. Thank you. Got a little push off there. Got to go over here. Yeah, I'm coming, Ted. You thought you can hide, but I found you hiding back here. I just take a little time to get here. And Ted Maslin, his first time down here. I've known him for many years from Lockport. Hi, Ted. How are you?
Good. How you doing, buddy? Long time no see.
Yeah. Anybody special you want to say hello to back there?
Say hello to Mr. Oates.
Oh, yeah. I wonder if he's listening.
I doubt it. And Tommy Charlene Porches.
Okay.
Say hi to them. And that's about it.
Okay. Well, glad you're here. This is your first time here.
Yes, sir.
I saw the postcard come in with the check. I said, man, I haven't seen Ted. I bet you it's been 30-some years since I've seen him.
I know. We used to do hot dogs together at the Sheriff's Picnic.
Yeah. Remember that, the old days? We used to cater to the Nakoni Sheriff's Picnic, flipping hot dogs and hamburgers, and we walk out of there, our arms would be all burnt. And okay, good to have you here. I'm going to make a few more stops here. Let's see, I got Dick Hodges, if he will say a few words over here. Dick, don't be shy. I see you hiding over here. We're live on the radio here. You want to say hello to anybody back in Lockport?
Hello, Lockport, and goodbye, Lockport.
The man with very few words to say here. Okay, Nora, how are you? And Nora Taylor, I just talked to my uncle, Johnny Ronaldo, and told him they're going to... Okay, I sent them your address last week, John Gordon.
Yes, I just got the card from him.
Oh, you got
the
card?
Yeah, I did. I'm here with John and my niece from Toronto. I miss Dick, but I guess he's in a better place.
Yeah, I mentioned him at the beginning of the show, him and...
I heard you down there. Ryan, yeah. My niece heard you. She says, I just announced Dick. Yeah, he loved Lockport days. He really enjoyed Lockport days. I'd like to say hello to Bob and Ann Kilroy and Eddie Furness and Ron Stevens. And you guys should come down here and visit us sometime. It's a beautiful day here. It's 80 degrees here. A lovely day. I'm here with John Garvey. And John is looking good.
Okay. Always a pleasure seeing you, Mr. Taylor. Your niece is there? Where is she at?
I don't care what they say about John. He's not a bad guy.
Yeah, Bill Lazor. How are you, Bill?
Good, very good. Nice warm down here. I want to say hello to all my friends back home, Dolores Stinson and Ruby and whoever else I can't remember right now, but y'all should be here right now. Have fun.
Okay. And where's your niece? North. Oh, yeah, here's Nora Taylor's niece. Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
And it's Maureen.
Maureen, yes. Good Irish name. Oh, well, there's lots of folks I guess up that way. They may remember me as a little girl visiting on the weekends down to see Aunt Nora and Uncle Dick. So It was a lot of fun those weekends in Lockport growing up, that's for sure. So.
Okay, well, glad you're here.
Thank you very much.
All right, we're going to be serving lunch short.
I'm
feeling good. I'm getting better every day. Yeah, I'm getting a little tired right now, but I'm feeling good every day. Yeah, he was with me. You're right. Yes, he was. Thank you. Thank you. Leonard, how are you? Leonard Gage, would you like to say hello to the people back in Lockport?
Hey, Lockport, how you doing? This is Lenny Gage. Laura Smith from Medina, New York. How are you?
Good. Say hello to all your family and friends. We're glad you're here.
Yeah, thank you. Nice being here.
All right. Got to keep moving here. If I don't get... I'm feeling good. I'm getting good. Thank you. There are a lot of great people asking about me down here. I'm thankful to be here. I just get caught up in the traffic here. There we go. Thank you. I finally got some help pushing out of here. Coming through here. We're getting pushed. We're getting through here. All right. I'm trying to see what time it is here. Frank, we're going to wrap it up here, I guess. For one more break. Thanks, Dick. Yep. All right. Yep. We're going to wrap it up here. We're getting ready to serve all these people. We're going to try to get them all seated. I want to thank WLVL for... the opportunity to let us broadcast live down here. And again, thanks for all the sponsors. And we hope to see you next year, Frank.
All right, thank you. And that is going to put a wrap on this year's 43rd annual Lockport Day. Of course, thanks to John Garvey and everybody down there. Hope you're having a great time at Port Charlotte. Make sure to tune in next year. Those of you that may have missed part of the broadcast, the podcast will be up on WLVL.com a little bit later today. Of course, thank you to our sponsors, Roberts Roofing and Siding, Watts Brothers Electric, Pruden and Kant Funeral Home, Lockport Presbyterian Home, and Eastern Niagara Hospital. And this wraps up the 43rd annual Lockport Day in Florida broadcast. We'll see you next year right here on your hometown radio station, 1340 AM, 105.3 FM, WLVL.